Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 77 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Areas of Rowan County experienced flash flooding Monday.
There's only 1 week left for artists and crafters to register for the Small Town America Festival in Mount Sterling.
The University of Kentucky is facing housing problems for the upcoming semester.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing for the 2020 election.
In sports, the Cincinnati Reds face the Brewers tonight in Milwaukee.
And taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, clear with a low around 53. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 78. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. Thursday, sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Friday, sunny with a high near 86. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 87.
Rowan County experienced some flash flooding on Monday evening. An official weather warning, it came just as rainfall increased, and many residents and business owners were trapped downtown as flooding occurred in the city of Moorhead. Rowan Judge Executive Harry Clark says community members outside the city were also affected.
We had a flood on Christie Creek, all up Christie Creek Road to Elliottville and beyond. And we also had flooding on Dry Creek, took in that area. So there's just kind of one wide area that got the flooding. Northern part of the county didn't get anything. Southern part didn't really get anything.
Clark says the county road foreman estimates about $100,000 in damage across the county. He does not anticipate federal emergency funds will be made available for those repairs.
The Moorhead City Council passed the first reading of an ordinance adopting an interlocal cooperative agreement for joint city and county tourism today. The idea for a joint commission had been circulating for a while now, and the council ended up voting unanimously in favor. However, Councilmember Tom Carew did have some issues with some of the ordinance's language.
My concerns are with the agreement as it's written now, and it doesn't really address the existing debt and how that debt's going to be paid. So right now it's leaving the city entirely in the bag in terms of the debt without specifically saying how that's going to be paid.
The council says there are statutes that say the debt will be absorbed by the new council when it is formed. The language clearing up that issue will be added to the ordinance. The county will also need to adopt the agreement before it's sent to the Department of Local Government for approval.
There's only 1 week left for artists and crafters to register for the Small Town America Festival in downtown Mount Sterling. The event will showcase the artwork from several local artists in the region and will feature music, food, a talent show, and a car show. Spokesman Alan Blair says the deadline to register is August 1st.
We're looking for as many people as we can to come out. So if anybody is interested, they can go to our website, grackentucky.org, look under the What's Happening menu, and find an application for booth space and kind of get it back to us by August 1st.
Registration fee is $20 per booth and $10 for nonprofit organizations. The festival will take place at the Gateway Regional Arts Center on Saturday, August 10th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
2 days of hearings about a reciprocal enrollment dispute between two school districts ended Friday with no ruling. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has the story.
The hearing revolved around the agreement between the Greenup County and the Raceland-Worthington Independent Districts regarding students living in one district who want to enroll in the other. Greenup wants limits, while Raceland wants any and all students to be allowed to switch districts. Officials in both districts say until the hearing officer decides in October, they will abide by a preliminary decision by the Kentucky Commissioner of Education, which allows cross-enrollment on a one-to-one basis. According to the Daily Independent, both districts presented evidence and exhibits similar to a court hearing, and both were represented by attorneys. The hearing officer is expected to issue a ruling in October. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Harlan County High School raised $4,000 for Black Jewel coal miners Monday night. The two-mile coal run drew participation from the school's football team, girls' soccer team, and cross-country team. Cross-country coach Ryan Vitito tells WYMT the run was an important experience for all who participated.
Because it's more than the race, it's about what we're doing. It's important that I give back, and it's important that our kids recognize that. It's what we leave in this world when it's over is not our money or our degrees or anything. It's about the impact that we made on others.
The money raised will go to the nonprofit association With Love from Harlan.
The University of Kentucky is expecting record first-year enrollment this fall, but that's causing difficulties for the school's residence halls. The record number has left them with at least 300 students without a housing assignment. UK spokesman Jay Blanton spoke with WKYT. He says it's a good problem to have.
We've got record enrollment this fall. In fact, we've never had enrollment this high before. We've got a record number of students returning. We've got the highest graduation rates in the history of the institution.
Blanton says every eligible UK student who completed a housing application will have an assigned room and residence hall before the start of the fall semester on August 26th. Students who already have a residence hall won't be moved.
Volunteers and organizations across Ohio are stepping up to help care for some of the state's most vulnerable residents. Most volunteer guardianship programs in Ohio typically serve only the elderly, not younger adults with mental health challenges. Advocacy and Protective Services provides guardianship for Ohioans with developmental disabilities. Executive Director Kristen Henry says APC serves about 3,300 adults in 87 counties, and the need is still great.
APC serves that unique role for people with developmental disabilities across the state, but even we have a wait list of about 150 people right now, and probably there's even more people out there who could use our services.
A new law passed in December 2018, allowing all Ohio counties to develop their own public guardianship service boards. It also allows smaller counties to band together and form multi-county boards.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing for the 2020 election. He says he'll start paying attention to the race after the primary next spring. The Senate Majority Leader says people saying things about him doesn't bother him.
That's okay. I mean, everybody's entitled to have their fair say. And we'll have an election next year, and the poll that will count is the one that occurs on Election Day.
McConnell says he has been criticized over the years, but will be ready for the next election.
A survey in which 4,000 adults were asked to classify the sex of transgender people undermines some of the primary arguments that have been used to restrict the rights of transgender Americans. The survey results showed women are more open to transgender people than men. Sociologist Natasha Quadlin of Ohio State University conducted the study. She says the results dispute the belief that women would be most uncomfortable using a restroom with a transgender individual.
We found that the way the person looks or the physical appearance is the most important thing that really shapes people's attitudes. So there's a big difference in the way that transgender people personally identify and the way that society would prefer that those people really be labeled and treated.
Quadlin says the results are important because when people resist a person's gender identity, they're also more likely to say it's okay to discriminate against them in an employment situation or to deny them service.
A man has been indicted on two counts of manslaughter in connection with the February 17th crash causing the deaths of the two Lexington brothers, Roan and Neo Sanders. LAX 18 reported Bobby Puckett was 18 years old at the time of the wreck. The indictment says Puckett wantonly operated a motor vehicle at the time of the wreck. The two brothers died in the crash, and Puckett was transported to the University of Kentucky Hospital for treatment of serious injuries.
West Virginia police have issued an Amber Alert for a 4-year-old girl who authorities say is in extreme danger after being abducted by her biological father. Authorities say Gracelyn Scritchfield was seen in Fairmont, West Virginia. Police say the girl's biological father, 26-year-old Trey Hetrick, likely abducted her on July 6. Officials said they were looking for a 2001 gold Subaru Forester with the West Virginia license plate number 1TH163. Hetrick is a white male, 5'9", and weighs around 140 pounds. Anyone with information about the case or the child's whereabouts is asked to call police immediately.
An Estill County woman was arrested Saturday after police say she admitted to sexual crimes against minors. Irvine police tell WKYT 27-year-old Barbara Gehrer purchased alcohol and marijuana for minors multiple times. Her arrest citation also cites the woman admitted to having sex with a minor under the age of 16 several times and sodomizing a minor 4 times. Gehrer has been charged with 3 counts of unlawful transaction with a minor and second-degree sodomy. She is lodged at the Three Forks Regional Jail. No bond has been set.
The man accused of the murder of 37-year-old Marlena Hertz appeared in court today. Police say Anthony Lewis killed the woman July 14th in Bobby Davis Park in Hazard. Lewis evaded police for 24 hours before community tips led to his arrest. WYMT reports during the five-minute appearance, Lewis was appointed a public defender. Lewis has a previous conviction in Harlan County and was awaiting trial in Leslie County on a rape charge when the murder took place. His next court appearance is set for August 6th at 9 a.m. Taking a look at sports this afternoon, Cincinnati will face the Brewers tonight for Game 2 of a three-game series. The Reds won Game 1 last night in Milwaukee, 6-5. Eugenio Suarez's two-run homer in the top of the seventh helped push the Reds for the win. It was only the Reds' fourth win in their last 14 games. It was the Brewers' first loss all season in 49 games when leading after 8 innings. The two teams face off tonight at 8:10 at Miller Park. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose on news that face-to-face talks between U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators would begin next week, and a batch of stronger-than-expected earnings also lifted investor sentiment. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 177.29 at 27,349.19. The S&P 500 was up 20.44 at 3,005.47. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 47.27, finishing at 8,251.40. It was reported that in-person talks will begin between U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators possibly next week, although other sources said that White House officials are eyeing a longer-term timeline for a deal. And shares of Caterpillar and Deere, both trade-sensitive, hit session highs on the reports of the possibility of talks next week. And Caterpillar is up 2.1%, and Deere finished up almost 2%. The major indices had notched slight gains earlier in the day as investors cheered strong earnings from companies like Coke and United Technologies. Coke shares jumped more than 6% after the company posted earnings and revenue that topped analyst expectations. Coke pointed to a 4% rise in volume and transactions during the previous quarter in Coke's namesake brand. Volume from its Zero Sugar line also grew by double digits. And United Technologies, which is another Dow component, reported better-than-expected quarterly results, and its stock gained 1.5%. Visa, Chipotle, and Snap are among those reporting after the bell, and also biotech company Biogen reported better-than-expected earnings, and the stock was up almost 5%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.25% at $56.91 a barrel. Gold was down 0.7% at $1,416.70 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a really good day with the Stock 600 index notching a 1% gain. And in the Far East, stocks were strong as well with the Nikkei up 1% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX down 98 cents at $69.94, PPL Energy down 7 cents at $30.09, Community Trust Bank up 4 cents at $41.06, Kroger down 6 cents at $20.80, Marathon Petroleum up 49 cents at $55.71, and Valvoline was up 28 cents to finish at $20.30. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.